If you have followed hockey in Port Huron for a long time, you'll remember our next guest more than likely. He played with the Border Cats way back at the turn of the century. We're talking 15 years or so ago. So it makes it sound like a lot longer when you say the turn of the century. But joining us right now, he's a hockey player turned teacher turned author, Luke Murphy. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. You just made me feel really old.
Well, I felt old, too. I was looking at your information saying, well, when did Luke play here? And I was like, man, that was like 16 years ago. That is a long time. Doesn't feel that long, does it?
It's been a while. Port Huron was such a special year for me. It was my first year of pro hockey coming out of college, and everything was new to me. And, the whole city was just great. They embraced me, the fan support and the booster club, and just made me really feel at home. And, special memories I'll always have of Port Huron.
And teams have come and gone since then, but we still have an active booster club here for whatever team is playing. They love hockey in Port Huron. They loved you when you were playing here. You were a guy that always had your nose in a book. Did you have that reputation as a player? If people were looking for you, you were always the guy in the corner with a book?
It's funny you mentioned that because, we'd go on road trips and I'd be in on the bus with a book, and guys would be playing cards and doing other things, and I don't know. They didn't really say anything much about it, but I always wonder what they were thinking when they saw me sitting reading a book.
All that reading led to a decision when you were nearing the end of your hockey career. You said, hey, I could write one of these. What was the thought process in deciding to become an author?
Well, actually, I never really thought much about writing when I was growing up. I basically just wrote what my teachers made me. So, I was always an avid reader, loved thriller books, mystery books, grew up with the Hardy Boys, and just loved kind of disappearing, getting into a book, following a character, and kind of getting away from reality and joining this chase in a book or whatever kind of book you're reading. But, it really started in, the year after I was in Port Huron, and my wife at the time, my girlfriend, she was in college, and she had a short story to write, so she asked if I would help her out because she knew I was a reader. And, I helped her, and I just had so much fun with it. I said, hey, I'd like to do this. So I took one of the characters we created and wrote my own story. It was just a hobby, really, and just to pass the time. But, three novels later, and this is what we have. So.
Hey, now, is this a sequel? Is this a continuing series, or are these all standalone novels?
Yeah, so Wild Card, the novel I just released on Saturday, it's actually a sequel to my debut novel from 2012, Dead Man's Hand. So it's following the same characters. And at the end of Dead Man's Hand, it kind of left a little cliffhanger of some unanswered questions that will be resolved in this new novel.
I'm always intrigued by, how an author comes up with an intricate plot. Do you know when you start writing how the book is going to end, or do things catch you by surprise while you're writing?
Well, I usually try to plot out the beginning, middle, and end, but you never know where you're going to go. I usually let the characters take me where they want to go type thing. The kind of characters I have, so I know some of the things they would do, but along the way, something might pop up where you think, oh, yeah, that would work. And so I think I try to plot out as much as I can, but sometimes it just the characters just take you where they want to go.
Who inspired you to write? I mean, who did you read that you said, oh, this is the kind of writer I want to be?
Probably James Patterson was my first adult author that I read. His books were just, his earlier books anyways, they were just so intense. They were, and they were nice short chapters, quick reads that you could really get into it. I don't read as much of his books now. He comes out with about 80 years, so it's hard to keep up. But, earlier on in his career, I really liked his books. And then I got more into Greg Iles and Harlan Coben and Michael Connelly, really for police procedural books. And even on TV, I like shows like CSI and Criminal Minds. I really like those shows. So I think it was kind of an inspiration from both books and TV shows that got me into the genre.
You wonder when you see prolific writers like that, how do they find that much time to write? Because you're also a teacher and you're raising a family, so finding the time to write has got to be difficult.
That's probably my biggest challenge. Like people are always asking me, wow, it must be really hard to write a book. It's, the hard part is finding time. You know, I'm a teacher, especially in the winter. I'm a teacher. I tutor after school. I ref hockey in the evenings. And my daughter, I have three daughters who are into everything, you know, activities, gymnastics and ringette and all sorts of activities. So really finding time, you know, as a dad, it's 24/7. Usually at 9 o'clock at night or so, when everyone's gone to bed, is when I can sit down. But some nights I'm exhausted, but other nights, you know, you try to push through, because writing for me isn't a job. It's you know, it is a hobby. I'm lucky to get paid for doing it, but it is a hobby. So something you have a passion for, you're really going to try to find the time, even if you're tired.
I'm sure that people, when they find out that you played hockey and now you write, they say, oh, well, you must be writing a hockey book. You must have a hockey story. Do you have a hockey book in you?
It's funny you mentioned that, because I remember the first time I released my debut novel, Dead Man's Hand, and people say, oh, you have a book out. It must be about hockey, because they think, oh, that's really all we know, right?
Right.
But, you know, it's crossed my mind. I've had agents and editors in the past who said, you know, you really should write a mystery, but something to do with hockey. And I thought about it, but I haven't really plotted anything out, or you know, it might be something. I haven't really given it much thought.
Yeah, we'll look forward to the day when that happens, if it happens. In the meantime, we'll look forward to the new book, which, as we said, is just out this week, just released on Saturday. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's true. Amazon came out on Amazon on Saturday, and should hit bookshelves in the next couple weeks, I hope.
All right. Wild Card by Luke Murphy. Luke, all the best. We appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with the book.
Thanks a lot, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right, you take care. Bye now.
Bye.